Stephen Richards spent 9 years in federal prison in the 1980s for selling marijuana. Today, he's talking to a group of female inmates at Techida Prison, trying to inspire them to follow in his footsteps all the way to a PhD, like the one he got in 1992.
We're starting at prison, trying to help people get into college, finish your four-year degree, and for most of you, that'll be enough. That will take you above the mess. That'll give you a chance with a four-year degree to be a real person.
The goal of Richard's Convict to College project is to get some of these inmates to earn a PhD and set up similar prison to college programs at other universities.
Having this prison knowledge is invaluable because we know the system. So we can write and become professors and teach classes. And that's what we do all across the country.
The class meets weekly, taught by undergrads in Richard's criminology class at UW-Oshkosh. The topic is criminology. The inmates are studying the system that they've run afoul of, writing papers and being forced to think about how they got there and what life may be like for them when they get out.
My name is Janina Howling. I'm 23 years old. I'm here for attempted murder. I stabbed someone a couple dozen times.
Nina, as she likes to be called, ran a drug ring for the Latin Kings gang. The person she stabbed had stolen a drug shipment she was responsible for. She had a year tacked onto her sentence after getting in fights in prison, and she decided to change her approach to being locked up. It was her six-year-old son that was the catalyst. He came to visit her while she was shackled to the wall in a segregation cell because she'd been in a fight.
And he was like, "Mom, did you beat somebody up again?" And I said, "Yeah, baby. You can't come out of your handcuffs and you see him over a screen. And he's used to coming up to see me, hug me, give me kisses, we can go play around. But when he has to see me through a screen, he didn't like that. He told me if I get into one more fight, he ain't coming up here no more." So that's what told me I couldn't do it anymore.
So she signed up for Richard's class and is hoping it will help her to get into college. She says without the link to college, she'll wind up dealing drugs again and end up back in prison.
I mean, it's so easy to get right back into it. And when I get out, I don't have anything but that. I mean, my clothes are enough to, when I walk into some place, for them to think, "Oh, she's going to rob me." Just because, you know, that's how I used to dress. And I don't, you know, I don't really know how to get a real, real job. So that's the type of stuff I have to learn, because otherwise I'm going to be bad.
The class has given Nina and her fellow inmates hope. 20-year-old Elizabeth Hammer had already started college before she was sent to prison. She's serving time for check forgery, a crime she says she didn't commit. Before she started the class, Hammer was sure her criminal record had ruined her dreams of getting a college degree.
And here, when you're wearing green, you're already a liar, a manipulative, you're a bad person, basically. And it's the same out there. That word felon, convict, equates to bad. So.
But studying criminology with an ex-felon professor has convinced her she can overcome that stigma. She plans to get her associate's degree and go on to college to become a Spanish language translator.
I already have the foundation and the beginning blocks, so I want to do something. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I'm not going to be something.
That's a message that's at the core of Stephen Richards' prison-to-college philosophy, and he makes it clear to students that the class is a path to college that all of them can follow if they put their minds to it.
We want you to know that you are welcome, you are invited, like any other person who lives in the state of Wisconsin, to go to the University of Wisconsin campus, to a real university. At the end of this course, you'll be applying to the university. And you'll be applying for financial aid, like any other student.
Richards calls it one of the best get-out-of-jail plans an offender can ask for. He or she will be away from the neighborhoods where they got in trouble and part of a community of people all focused on learning.
When you come out of prison, you go to college, and when you get there, there'll be a financial aid check waiting for you that will pay for your tuition and your room and board. Because most of you, you already know when you get out of this place, you won't have any money. Right? And you won't have a job, probably. So this is a way of, your job will be going to college, and there'll be money waiting for you.
It wasn't quite that easy, though, for 25-year-old Richard Hendrickson. He served 2 years in prison for a drug-fueled robbery and beating.
Me and two other people went to a campground and robbed somebody and beat them pretty severely with a flashlight.
Hendrickson took the prison to college class before he got out. After his release, it took a year to convince his parole agent he was serious about college. But finally, he was given the green light to enroll with financial aid at UW Oshkosh, where he's now a sophomore majoring in sociology. He says he'd like to become a criminology professor and help other students study prison reform.
I'd like to go to graduate school. Us being ex-convicts, we have a unique perspective on the criminal justice system. You know, we learned it kind of baptized by fire. Then we can come out and educate ourselves and learn how to use that perspective to make it better.
The Convict to College program doesn't only inspire inmates, it also inspires UW Oshkosh undergrads like senior Steve DeKerf, who are teaching them.
It amazed me at how actually much they really wanted to learn this stuff. It's not like they were just going there to do something, you know, and that actually makes me want to do it more. There's no reason why, if they can't pass this course, which is college orientated, why they can't go out and go to college and make something of themselves and not be part of the 50% of the population that comes back to prison.
There are currently about 36 tenured professors nationwide who are former felons. Many are actively using their prison experience to recruit other inmates to get college degrees. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.